朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
当你的儿女们长大离开家以后，你还能够影响他们吗？
When your children grow up and leave home, can you still influence them, affect them?
你常与他们联系吗？
Do you still correspond with them?
还是我们认为孩子已经长大了，我们不再管他们的事了？
Or we think they've grown up, we don't want to take care of their business.
其实一旦为父母是永远为父母，是终身制。
And this is a life job, and once you're a parent, you become parent for life.
我以前也觉得儿女长大做父母的责任已经了了。
And in the past, I thought that when my children grow up, my responsibility is fulfilled.
但最近我的感触特别的深。
And lately, I've felt moved about this.
我就拉出我父亲以前写给我的信。
So I took out the letter that my Father sent me in the past.
每次我读的时候，我心里面仍然充满了温馨和感动。
And I still feel it when I read it again.
几天以前，我写信给我的老大。
And a few days back, when I wrote a letter to my oldest son.
我鼓励他，虽然遭遇人生的挫折，不要灰心，这是对他有益的。
And I wrote encouraging that even though he meets obstacles,But don't lose heart. It's good for him.
我就想起我父亲的名字，英文名字叫提摩太。
And I remember my father's English name is Timothy.
他十二岁受洗的时候，一位西国的宣教士给他起的英文名字。
When he was baptized at the age of 12, a foreign missionary gave him this name.
提摩太的意思是敬畏神的人。
AndTimothy, the meaning of it is to a person who fear God.
这是我父亲一生的显照，他就是一位敬畏神的人。
And this is a picture of my dad throughout his life. He is a fearful of God.
他最关心的事情就是他的儿女是否还是持续的信靠神。
And the most important thing in his life was whether his children will trust God.
我相信我跟我二哥成为传道人都受到他很大的影响。
I believe my second elder's brother and myself becomes a minister has been influenced by this.
今天我想要用提摩太后书的一段话来说明一位父亲的心意。
And today I'm going to use the second Timothy a few verses to express this message.
让我们看到一位父亲在他儿女都已经长大成人之后，还可以继续的帮助他们。
To see how father, even the children are grown up, he can continue to be a parent.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，当我们打开你的话语，我们的心来归向你的时候
，And father, when you open your word and then turn our heart towards you,
我们知道你是我们天上。最可敬可爱的父亲
And you are our dearest about Father in heaven.
所以你写给我们的信我们愿意读进我们的心里
And whatever you wrote in your letter to us we will read it to our heart.
让我们能够按着你的心意而生活
We follow your will to live.
帮助我们有一个受教的心
So give us a teachable heart.
这样的祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
其实保罗一生都没有结过婚，也不可能有儿子。
And actually, Paul never married in his life, and then he can have a son.
但提摩太是他带领信主，也是他造就长大，在属灵的关系上，他确实是提摩太的父亲。
Yeah, Timothy was the one he led to.Led him to the Lord, and spiritually he was his father.
保罗是在主后六十年的时候被带到罗马坐监。
Paul was was put in jail in 60 AD.
本来他在该撒利亚就可以被释放的。
And he could have been released in Caesarea.
但他自愿要去罗马见罗马的皇帝，为的是为基督教争一个合法的地位。
But he voluntarily, wanted to go to Rome to appeal to Caesar to gain some position for the Christians.
但在罗马等了两年都没有机会见到皇帝就被释放了。
But he waited for 2 years without giving any opportunity to see the emperor, and he was released.
接着两年，他就到当时所传道的基督教所传道的各地方去探望教会。
And in those 2 years, he traveled around for many places where there were churches.
他也在这段时间造就了主要的两位同工提多跟提摩太。
And he disciples two very important apostles, Titus and Timothy.
最后他在腓立比这个地方就写成了所谓教牧的书信。
And then while he was in Philippi, he wrote three of what's called the pastoral letters.
就是提摩太前后书跟提多书。
And that's the first and second Timothy and then the book of Titus.
鼓励年轻的传道人要认真的追求服侍主。
To encourage the serious followers and leaders of church to follow the Lord.
主后65年，保罗在今天土耳其的最西边的一个海港米利都。
And in year 65 AD, and he was in a place called the Miletus.
因为铜匠亚历山大对他的诬告说他污蔑罗马皇帝而被捕。
And he was accused by a coppersmith Alexander, and so he was captured.
所以他再一次的被监狱在罗马。
And once more, he became a prisoner in Rome.
那罗马的皇帝尼罗就不像过去那样的客气，把他从监狱中提出来，判处了死刑。
And then the new emperor was not as friendly, so he took him and then eventually killed him.
因为保罗他是罗马的公民，所以不能够判他钉十字架，就把他砍头了。
Because he was a Roman citizen, he could not be crucified, but he was beheaded.
这一位最伟大的使徒，基督教的思想家、神学家，就是这样为主尽忠而死的。
And then became a martyr, this great educator and then philosopher and disciple.
保罗在写信给提摩太的第二封信中，充分地表现出来他做父亲的爱跟关怀。
And in this second Timothy, he expressed fully.As his role as a father.
有许多我们可以学习的。
And many places we can learn from him.
所以我们来看看这一位父亲的祝福。
And let's see the blessings that this father gave to his son.
我们再把提摩太后书一同来念一下第一章第二节，请。奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们的主基督耶稣归于你们。父母的祝福是一件很重要的事情。
And the blessing of parents is a very important thing.
因为神把儿女交给父母，就是要透过父母来祝福儿女。
And God gave children to parents is for parents to bless the children.
在旧约时代里面，我们看见亚伯拉罕祝福以撒。
And in the Old Testament, we see Abraham blessed Isaac.
以撒祝福雅各。
And Isaac blessed Jacob.
雅各祝福他十二个儿子。
And Jacob.Blessed his 12 sons.
我们的神是一位很乐意赐福给人的神。
And our God is pleased to bless his sons.
但他要做父母的来祝福他们的儿女。
And he wants the parents to bless the children.
保罗给提摩太的祝福有三方面。
And there are three aspects of this blessing.
恩惠就是没有条件的赏赐。
The grace is without the conditional.The gift.
每一次我去看我的孙女们，我都会带一点小礼物。
Every time I go to visit my granddaughters, I always bring some gifts.
我没有要求他们有什么任何的好的表现，这是我乐意给他们的。
I don't expect anything in return. That's I'm giving them gladly.
同样的，神他很乐意的赏赐我们，不在乎我们的行为。
And likewise, God is pleased to give us things and does not expect us from us.
这是他的恩惠，是出于他无比爱的本性。
And this is the grace, is from his full of love, the nature of love.
怜悯就是没有条件的饶恕。
A mercy is unconditional forgiveness.
人的饶恕多半是有条件的。
And a man's, when they forgive, they normally put conditions on it.
你要认错道歉，我才原谅你。
If you do this, and I'll forgive you.
不然我就在心里面记你的恨，记你一辈子。
And otherwise, I'll remember about you.
如果神也是这样的对待我们，我们早就完了。
And if God treats us like that, we're all well, it's over.
但我们的神是蛮有怜悯的神。
And God is very merciful.
他不轻易发怒，他的慈爱乃是一生之久。
He doesn't get angry, and then his love is forever.
平安就是没有疑虑的自由。
Peace is not unconditional freedom.
我六七岁的时候根本就不晓得什么国家大事。
And when I was six or seven years old, I didn't care about all the news of the state.
天天就是在家里面都玩得很开心。
And just play around, and then I was very happy.
哪知道在台湾海峡的两岸紧张得不得了。
And without knowing that the very tense situation between the straits, between China and Taiwan.
我的表哥是军人。
And my cousin was a soldier.
休假回来他跟我们谈到823炮战的事情。
Then when he was on vacation, he mentioned about the battles on the August 23rd.
那时候台湾跟中国打这个炮仗的时候几乎要引起整个世界的大战。
And that the battle always almost ignited a big conflict between mainland and Taiwan.
因为美国的主战的那一批人想要在中国的南边投下一个原子弹。
And then maybe it caused the US to put down an atomic bomb in the southern China.
所以你看，什么是自由？是在基督里面，我们没有疑虑。
And what is the freedom? Freedom that's within Christ. We have no hesitations, no restraints.
我们可以放心的生活，那才是真正的平安。
We can live without worry. That's a true peace.
恩惠、怜悯、平安是上帝要借着父母给儿女们的祝福。
Grace, mercy, and peace are the blessings that God wants parents to give their children.
你每天有祝福你的儿女吗？
Do you bless your children every day?
我们来看父亲的祷告。
And let's see the prayer of our father.
第三节、第四节，请。
Verses 3-4.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神。祈祷的时候不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。以前的交通不方便，在今天看来不远的距离，那时候可能一生都没有办法往来。
In the old days, the transportation was not that good. Some places maybe takes a whole life to travel.
保罗很想念提摩太，却是见不到他。
And Paul was missing Timothy, but he couldn't go to see him.
所以他只能够写信托人带去。
So all he could do was to write a letter and have someone to carry it to Timothy.
但是他感谢神，他做不到的事，神可以做得到。
But he thanks God that even though he couldn't do it, God could do that.
所以他就向神恳求。
And so he begged, he pleaded God.
他为提摩太祷告的时候就想起上一次相离别的时候提摩太的眼泪。
And he remembered the first time, the last time when they departed, and then Timothy shed his tears for him.
我想保罗他想到的时候他也自己是泪眼汪汪。
And I believe that Paul also was tearful in his eyes.
我父亲在十几岁就 自己出去闯天下。
And my father went out to the world and then while he was a teenager.
他经历了抗日战争、国共的内战。
And he met he got through the war against Japan and then the Second World War. World War II.
国共内战啊。
Civil War. Civil War, sorry.
那他是一个饱经忧患的人，所以呢，我很少看见他哭。
And he suffered, he gone through a lot, so I seldom see him tear up.
有一次是我在我母亲在非常严重疾病的时候，他哭。
And then once I saw him cry when my mother was ill.
有一次是我告别他回到美国来工作的时候，他哭了。
And then last another time, when I bid him farewell, come back to U.S., and then he cried.
但我相信每一天他在为他儿女祷告的时候，他是常常流泪的恳求。
I believe that every time when he prayed for his children, he has tears.
因为他渴望见到他的孩子们。
Because he longed to see his children.
现在我自己的孩子们也住在他乡。
And now my children are also living elsewhere.
所以我才能够体会到当年我父母渴望儿女同聚的心境。
Now I can understand my father's longing to have children around.
可惜那时候我只顾自己的事业跟小家庭，并没有多想父母的心境。
And I was worried about my career, so I didn't thought about his feelings.
要过好几年才有机会跟父母的短暂相聚几天。
We only can get together for a few days every few years.
我实在不是一个孝顺的儿子。
I'm not a very piety children.
那现在想要在地上跟父母相聚已经是不可能的事情。
And now there's no more opportunity to meet him on earth.
所以我劝我们当中还年轻的弟兄姐妹，要趁着你父母还在的日子，把握有的今天。
So I encourage the people here, younger brothers and sisters, to seize your opportunity at the time here.
多花时间与他们相聚在一起。
To spend more time with them.
尤其要为他们祷告，让他们的灵魂可以得救。
And especially pray for them to have a soul saved, their soul to be saved.
那将来才能够永远在一起。
And then we will be able to get together eternally.
提摩太他的母亲和他的外祖母都是非常敬虔爱主的人。
Timothy and his father, mother and then the grandmother was very devout Christians.
他们从小就把提摩太带到神的面前。
And while Timothy was young, they brought him before the Lord.
这对提摩太一生有决定性的影响。
And it has a very impactful in his life.
一个真实的信徒不在乎他外表参与教会的活动。
A true believer doesn't really matter about what he does within the church.
而是在生活中的小事上表现出内心的信心的行为。
And then it's on the little thing that reveal his faith.
这些都是自己家人眼睛看得最清楚的事。
And this is all that the family members will see very, perceive very clearly.
所以要带领家人信主，我们在家里面的见证很重要。
So if you want to bring, lead your family members to the Lord, or whatever you do, behavior, is very important.
我们来看父亲的鼓励第六节跟第七节，请念。为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来，因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。提摩太很显然是一个内向的孩子。
Apparently Timothy was a very introvert.
但他有一颗愿意奉献给主的心。
But he has a heart that he wants to offer to God.
所以神就使用他。
So God used him.
我常听到弟兄姐妹讲说，哎呀，我不会说话，我也不善于与人打交道。
And I often hear brothers and sisters say, I don't know how to speak and I don't know
所以让那些外向的人去传福音吧。
So let those extrovert people, type of people to go preach gospel.
其实为主做见证完全跟会不会讲话无关的。
And actually, to be a witness to the Lord has nothing to do with how well you speak.
因为能够感动人心的不是我们的口才。
Because it's not you touching other people's heart with your words.
而是圣灵的大能。
And it's the power of the Holy Spirit.
我参加三福，我就看到有一些不会讲话的弟兄姐妹。
And I joined the evangelical explosion movement, and then I know there's many brothers who don't know how to speak.
但是他们有一颗关怀人灵魂的心，就能够叫人大受感动。
But they have a caring heart, so they can touch people's heart.
所以那个关键在乎于有没有接受圣灵的能力。
And the key point here is whether you have ability to accept Holy Spirit in you.
按手的意思就是连接和传递。
Laying hands means to connect.
你有没有和圣灵连接上？
Are you connected with Holy Spirit?
你有没有领受神给你的使命？
Have you accepted the mission of the Holy Spirit?
如果有的话，神就能够大大的使用你。
And if yes, Lord will use you.
能够叫你使别人得神的祝福。
And then you will make other people receive blessing from God.
保罗鼓励提摩太，神曾经借着他把为主做工的恩赐已经给了他。
And Paul encourages Timothy to tell him that God already gave him this gift.
他所要做的就是让圣灵来表现。
And all he has to do was to reveal, to let Holy Spirit to do the work.
圣灵首先要眺望他里面那个爱神的心。
And then the Holy Spirit had to stir up that heart of love for God first.
那个隐藏的能力才能够发动出来。
And then that hidden power can be revealed.
其实我们信主之后一定会经历圣灵的能力。
And truly, if you believe, becomes a believer, the power of Holy Spirit will be revealed.
因为圣灵已经在我们的里面。
Because God, the Holy Spirit is already in you.
但很多时候我们被这个世界给蒙蔽了。
But many times we're being blocked by what's going on the secular world.
我们被这个环境给冷冻了。
And it will be frozen within the environment, by the environment.
所以使我们变得每天都是无精打采的样子。
And so we have lose heart and we have kind of motionless, lifeless.
觉得我们是没有能力，是软弱的，达不到神的要求和标准。
So we feel very weak and we cannot reach to the standard of God.
但神给我们的潜力是远远超过我们现在所使用的。
But the potential that God gave us is well beyond what we're currently using.
因为他已经让圣灵住在我们的心里面。
Because he let the Holy Spirit to live within us.
他已经给了我们一颗新的心。
He gave us a new heart.
这一颗心是一个刚强的心。
And this is a strong heart.
刚强原来的意思的 dynamite, 这个是炸药的意思。
And this is a strong use of dynamite, means like a dynamite.
所以good. 希腊文的 dynamite, dynamite. 那个是指着我们的新生命里面有一种爆炸性的力量。
And it has this explosive power.
不管敌人的营垒是多么的坚固，都可以把它炸得片甲不留。
And even those very strong fortresses, we can blow it up.
在美圣堂有一位姐妹啊，她平常说话都是小声小气的。
And then we have a sister in Mason, when she talks, normally is very low voice.
就没想到她参加三福探访，她向陌生人传福音的时候。
And when she joined this, evangelical explosion, and then when she preaches the gospel to others,
她一讲就浑身是劲。
And then she really becomes very energetic.
叫不认识她的人还以为她是天生的演讲家呢。
People without knowing her will think that she's a born orator.
神给我们的心也是一个仁爱的心。
And God also gave us a loving heart.
原文这个字是 agape, 是牺牲的爱。
And this is the the original word is agape, and it's a,
我们人都是自私的，想到的都是自己的利益。
We all selfish. We all think about ourselves.
耶稣的生命是不一样的。
But Jesus' life is different.
他的生命是牺牲的生命。
And he's an unconditional love.
他的生命是舍己无私的生命。
And he gave us all.
他已经把这个生命给了我们。
He already gave his life to us.
所以我们里面会有那种舍己的爱。
So we will have this unconditional love.
在我们当中有一些来做短期学习或访问的学者们。
And many of you maybe are scholars, visiting scholars.
在开始与教会的人接触的时候会有个什么感觉呢？
So when you start making, in contact with people or church, what do you feel?
都会想，哎，这些人来帮助我是不是带着什么目的？
And all these people come to help me, what is in their minds?
渐渐他们就明白了，原来带他们去买东西、搬家具，这些不但是负责买车，还要负责修车。
And later on, they realize how these people take them to shopping and buying new cars, and maybe even help them to fix repair cars.
没有任何交换的条件。
There's no condition behind it.
因为这些都是出于一种牺牲的爱。
And this is really come out from sacrificial.Love.
这种爱不是从人来的，是耶稣基督的爱。
This doesn't come from man, but it's come from Jesus.
所以当我们越爱主，我们就越得到他这一种的爱。
When we love Jesus more, we receive this love from him.
神给我们的心也是一个谨守的心。
And God also gives us a heart with self-control.
这个字原文是 Sophia Ronina. 这个字的意思呢，在圣经里面一共出现过六次。
And this word,appear in the Bible 6 times.
那被翻成了 right mind 或者 self-control, 自制。
And has been translated several different ways.
其实最好中文的翻译就是慎思明辨。
And think carefully and then distinct, carefully.
Okay. 这个年头最难的一件事情其实就是自制。
And this is probably the hardest part nowadays.
尤其是年轻人
especially for the young,
因为自由派的思想是叫人不要自制
and the liberal thinking is to don't have this self-control,
就是个人凡事都随着自己的喜好行
and then just do whatever you feel like it.
所以一旦和自己的想法不同，就可以走上街去打砸烧抢
and if you don't if you don't agree with the people, and then you can go out the streets and express yourself.
因为人的本性都是罪恶的。
And because all men's nature is sinful.
如果没有自制的操练，人就无异于禽兽。
And then if you don't practice self-control, you'll become like animals.
今天在大学里面教的不再是慎思明辨。
And then now taught in colleges is not about
how to
discern.
Yeah,
right or wrong.
教的都是反传统、反权威、反基督教。
And then what is taught in colleges, high learning is against anti-movement.
其实我认为同性恋是教出来的。
And I think homosexualism is taught.
如果是先天性，那每一个人都是先天性的杀人犯。
And if it's come from innate born,And everybody becomes a born murderer.
如果不从小就教育人，杀人是错的，我们不过是穿了衣服的禽兽而已。
And if we are not taught that we don't kill people, and we just become animals.
神给我们的心是一个谨守的心。
The heart that the Lord gives us is a self-control.
就是要约束自己，可以改变我们错误的人性。
To control ourselves from doing the harm and the sinful things.
第四，看到父亲的教导。
The teaching of father.
第九节、第十节，我们一同来念。神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。但如今借着我们的救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来了，他已经把死废去， 借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。保罗提醒提摩太不要忘记神的恩召。
And Paul reminded Timothy not to forget the calling of the Lord.
我们每一个人会信耶稣，不是因为我们的行为比别人好。
And when we all become believers, it's not because we do better, act better.
因为神拣选了我们。
Because God chose us.
我们唯一可以说的就是我们正确的做了这个接受救恩的决定。
All we can say is we did the acceptance of this salvation.
既然不是出于我们自己，是神所召唤我们拣选我们的。
Not because our choosing is God select us.
是神在世界还没有被造以先就设计命定的。
He already pre-planned before he made all this.
所以我们不必担心。
So we don't have to worry.
因为他怎样设计这个宇宙，让这个宇宙能够按着他旨意运行。
The universe he made is followed under his guidance.
同样的，他也设计我们的人生，一定会按着他的旨意成全。
He also planned our life to fulfill his will.
这就是我们对他的信心。
And if we can accept it, that's our faith.
所以今天尽管在我们的人生当中有一些的挫折，
Even though we face difficulties in our lives,
有一些的失败,
and then we fail sometimes,
但他终必带我们出黑暗进光明成功。
And he eventually he will lead us out of this darkness into the light.
其次，保罗提醒提摩太要活出基督耶稣的生命。
And actually, Paul reminded Timothy to live out the life of Jesus Christ.
基督的信仰从来不是一个讲道理的一个宗教而已。
Christianity is not to,
a theory.
A theory.
它是把生命要活出来。
And it's to live out in your life.
所以主耶稣对彼得说，他说众人都离开我去了，你也要走吗？
Jesus says, everybody left me, are you going to leave me again? Also?
彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
And Peter says, you have the life, eternal life. Whom should we follow?
耶稣说，我是掌管你们生命的主宰，你不跟从我，你还跟从谁？
And Jesus says, I am the one who governs this. If you don't follow me, who else would you follow?
那问题是什么叫做跟从耶稣？
So what is the meaning of following Jesus?
耶稣的肉身已经离开这个世界了，我们怎么样跟从他？
And his physical body has already left this earth. How do we follow him?
其实跟从耶稣的意思就是把耶稣的生命活出来。
And follow him means living out his life.
叫别人看见我们就如同看见耶稣一样。
When other people see us, like they are seeing Jesus.
这就是基督徒的意义。
And that's the true meaning of Christian.
前一天我听到一位姐妹她说
And a few days back a sister saying
我看见在教会里面的弟兄姐妹因为信耶稣都变得这样可爱
And I see all these people in the church and becomes very lovable
她说我也要信耶稣
And therefore I want to also believe in Jesus
她说过去我找过许多的神但现在我找到了真正的神
And in the past, I searched for many gods. Now I found the true God.
保罗提醒提摩太说，你可以把耶稣基督那不能朽坏的生命活出来。
And Paul says, you can show broad life and immortality to the world.
因为这个是他招呼你的目的。
And that's the reason for calling you.
我们看父亲的受苦。
And then we can see the suffering of Father.
十一节十二节请我为这福音派传做传道做使徒做师父为这缘故我也受这些苦难然而我不以为耻因为知道我所信的是谁 也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。我们中国人做长辈的都有一种观念。
And our, being a Chinese and being an elder generation, we all have this notion.
就是我们不能够和儿女讲自己的软弱和失败。
And we don't talk about our own failures to our children.
以为这样是会失去做长辈的面子。
And then we will lose face being elderly.
其实这是失去了许多教育儿女面对失败的机会。
And actually, this is a missing opportunities for teaching children to how to face difficulties and failures.
在人生当中，谁没有失败呢？
And in our daily life, who has not failed?
如果我们能够借着别人反败为胜的经历来加速我们脱离失败的脚步。
And, but if we can use all this opportunity to learn how to deal with a failure and then turn back to become, to succeed.
那我们做父母的为何不可以跟孩子谈谈我们的失败？
Why can we talk about our failures, own failures with our children?
如果我们不讲，我们就等于教导他们只许成功不许失败。
And if we don't talk about this, like we're saying that you cannot fail.
那他们就更难从失败中站立起来。
And then once they fail, they cannot recover.
保罗他承认自己的软弱。
And Paul confessed his own weakness.
他被囚，别人以为被囚是可耻的事情。
And he was in jail. He thought, other people will think about him, it's a shameful thing.
可是他不怕分享他的失败。
But he doesn't care, and he want to share his failure.
因为他有一个转败为胜的秘诀。
Because he can turn failure into success.
这个秘诀就是不以失败为耻。
And then the secret of that is to not to be shameful about his
failure. 他不以为主坐牢为耻。
And he was in jail, because the Lord, it was not a shameful thing.
反而他十分的乐意来夸耀自己的软弱。
And he actually boasted this weakness of his.
因为他深信他所信的主会让他最终得胜。
And then because the Lord he trusts will eventually lead him to a victory.
我们每一个人都是福音的使者。
And we all are the ambassadors of gospel.
从我们信主的那一天开始，我们就有责任去宣扬基督的美德。
And the day that we became a believer, we have the obligation to go and share the gospel.
虽然这样的做要付出相当的代价。
And by doing this, we will have to pay a price.
要忍受别人的嘲笑，别人的攻击。
And maybe ridiculed by others and or attacks.
但神是信实的。
But God is very faithful.
他一定会帮助我们。
And he will certainly help us.
有的时候我们会听到别人说你是基督徒你怎么生活这么不顺利
And then we often hear that, oh, you're a Christian, how come your life is not smooth?
我们第一个反应就是哎呀算了算了我躲开他远一点免得我受伤害
And then of course, the first reaction is to say, okay, we walk away.
但其实这是一个为主做见证的机会
And actually, that's a very good opportunity to witness.
你应当说你看我这样的不顺利，但是我心中仍然有喜乐，有平安。
You can say that even though I'm facing difficulties, I still have joy inside me.
这绝对不是装出来的，因为我深知我所信的是谁。
And this is not pretend. This is because I firmly believe whom I believe.
真的，有一天，那就是我们成功的日子。我们那些曾经笑过我们的人，他们都要向神发出赞美。
And then one day, all those people who mock us will give the glory to God.
最后父亲的传递，我们来念第十三、第十四节，请。你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣你的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。如果你要告诉你的孩子在信仰中最重要的两件事那是什么
So if you want to tell your children the most importance to be with the Lord, what are those two things?
是爱主爱人
To love God and love others.
是敬畏神服侍神。
And to serve God and to be fearful of God.
保罗的选择非常有智慧。
And then, Paul's choice has a lot of wisdom in there.
第一他说要坚守圣经的真理。
And then the first thing he said is to keep the truth in the Bible.
如果我们相信神也读圣经但是我们不能持守真理的话那我们信错了自己都不知道。
And if we cannot read the Bible and then keep the truth, and then what are we trusting?
第二件事情保罗看重的就是要顺从圣灵的引导。
The second thing Paul gives a lot of attention is to obey the leading of the Holy Spirit.
一个肯顺从圣灵的人是不会犯错的。
And if you are willing to follow the lead of Holy Spirit, you will not make mistake.
其实圣经跟圣灵这就是神给我们最大的祝福。
And the two greatest blessings God gave us, one is the Bible, the other one is the Holy Spirit.
因此我们做父母从小就要孩子小就要帮助他们每天来读神的话。
And therefore, we have to teach our children to study the word every day.
等他们稍微渐大一点就要教导他们顺从心中圣灵的感动。
And then when they grow up a little mature, and then they have to perceive and follow the leading of Holy Spirit.
圣灵总是按着圣经的话来教导我们。
Holy Spirit uses the words in the Bible to teach us.
所以不管我们的儿女是年幼的或是已经长大成人我们都应当按着保罗的榜样来做父母。
And so no matter whether our children are grown up or not, we should use Paul as our role model to learn how to teach them.
这个结论是不对的啊。为什么会跑出这个结论来呢？不管你们听吧啊，这个是旧的。父亲的祝福把神的恩惠怜悯平安带给他们。
The first conclusion is the blessing of Father.
第二父亲的祷告是不要忘记为儿女恳切的祷告尽量抽空跟他们在一起。
The second one is to don't forget to pray for them, encourage them to be with them.
第三父亲的鼓励是要提醒儿女神给我们的心不是胆怯的心是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
The third one is to encourage them all the time is to because we are strong, is not the big timid person.
第四父亲的教导是不要忘记神呼召我们的目的乃是叫我们活出基督的生命。
And the fourth one teaching of God, a father is to live out what Jesus taught us.
父亲的受苦不要怕和儿女分享我们失败和软弱。
The fifth one is the suffering of father is don't be shy to sharing your failures with children to learn from that failure.
最后父亲的传递就是要我们坚守圣经的真理顺从圣灵的引导。
The key message delivered to your children is be to keep the truth of the Bible and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父我们感谢你你自己是最好做父亲的榜样。
Father, we thank you because you're the best role model for us.
你的恩惠怜悯平安要借着我们的父母或我们自己传递下去。
Your grace, your mercy and your love is using the parents or us to our next generation.
提醒我们每天不断地为我们的儿女祷告。
So remind us that we pray daily for our children.
也让他们有一个刚强仁爱谨守的心。
And they have a strong heart and loving heart and then a truthful heart.
因为我们蒙召是要活出基督的生命来。
Because we've been called to live out the life of Jesus.
也教导我们不要怕与人分享我们的软弱跟失败。
So don't be fearful to share the witness with other peoples.
因为你的信使会一定让我们荣耀的见证你。
And don't be feel shameful because you're faithful that our witness will glorify you.
也帮助我们能够持守圣经的真理。
And so keep us guarding the truth of the Bible.
顺从圣灵的引导。
And follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
求主听我们的祈祷。
And please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。